back to David Frost, and then maybe Freddie Baby's manager will call back.
It's Fred Travellina. It's David Frost. Where are Johnny and Ed? Huh?
You know, Fred Travellina would be the first guy that ever called to ask to be on our show, which it would be reason enough to let him on.
I think, why not? Of course, it wasn't Fred himself. It was his...
It was Roger, baby.
Roger, who was really sweet and kind to Diana.
That's not what I heard.
Mr. Travellina's in makeup. He's in high demand.
All right, Dave, baby. At 24. 24 in front of 9. I am David Haynes. News, update, and comment. Brought to you by Guterman and Sheffy, Diamond Merchants, and Finer Jewelers, McLean and Rockville, on W.
I suppose you'd handle this differently.
Indubitably, willy-nilly. I'd dial 1-800-CRIME-88. Let the Fox Network blow this thug right out of the water.
ABA!
Ladies and gentlemen.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, listen to Ronnie, baby. Why don't you call us back? I'd love to chat with Ronnie on the air, I think.
Ronnie sounds like a real showbiz kind of guy, doesn't he?
No, the only guy that I can think of named Ronnie actually is that guy who does those hokey commercials, Ronnie Schell. Do you know the guy I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, Ronnie Schell. He used to be in a lot of Mel Brooks movies, didn't he?
Did somebody say Deal?
Oh, that's the other guy.
836 WAVA and the hottest hits.
The music, Power 105. You know I'm in love with that kooky little song, Mike.
I like that song.
Con Can. And I know how in love you are with a disco beat, so we had a disco version made of this one.
I'll beg your pardon.
Oh, yeah.
I never promised you a rose garden.
Here's Lynn Anderson.
Along with the sunshine.
Now, this is in the Con Can.
There's gotta be a little rain sometime.
Sing it, Lenny.
When you say you gotta give some.
I think we're starting a new trend, country disco. Fred Travellina thinks of Lynn Anderson.
Oh, I hear he loves her.
Well, you know who I thought this was?
Who does the Crisco commercials?
Isn't that Loretta Lynn?
Yeah. That's who I thought this was.
We'll have the coal miner's daughter come up.
God, Wava has changed their format to country disco. This is the best part.
Country disco hits.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden.
Oh, boy.
Maximum music. Power 105. Morning Zoo Virgin Lynn Anderson, country, disco, rock and roll, and we got it all.
Maximum Music, Power 105.
847. The Maximum Music on the Wave of Morning Zoo, WAVA 105.1 FM makes the red light on your stereo go on when you turn us on. 847. at WAVA Wonderful Wava.
And I'm still reeling over that disco mix of Lynn Anderson's I Never Promised You a Rose Garden.
Absolutely. That is an exclusive. Before you start calling WMZQ and wanting to get into their top 10 at 10 or top 8 at 8 or top 7 at 7 or whatever they do.
You know, we're getting a lot of calls for this new I Never Promised You Rose Garden.
And we were just thinking that you can make all sorts of country disco hits, you know?
I was thinking about Rhinestone Cowboy.
Like a rhinestone cowboy. Boom, 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 boom.
Anyway, that was Rose Garden on WAVA 847 of the Zoo Boys. Hello, my friends. I'm Donald B. Geronimo.
And a very pleasant good morning, hello, and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara.
And we are fat.
We are white.
We are Catholic.
And we are sick about it.
And we need a caller for the current events quiz, which is coming up at 432-WAVA. David Frost standing by for the two-minute interview.
Mm-hmm.
And what this is basically we're going to talk to David Frost for 2 minutes.
It's like a three-minute egg. You've got a three-minute egg. You've got a two-minute interview.
And we also have a bunch of people want to talk to us, and we'll get to your calls, too, in just a moment. But first, I want to say thank you for waiting to David Frost. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Buzz. How are you?
Hi, we're fine. And how are you, my friend?
Very, very well indeed. Enjoying doing the new show, Hughesy, and having great fun.
Okay.
Inside Edition.
Let me start the clock. And the clock is rolling. Mr. Frost, your new program is called Inside Edition. What can you tell us about your program?
Well, I can tell you, of course, that it's at 4 on 4 on WRC in Washington area.
Yeah.
And that basically what we're trying to do with this show is to make an exciting sort of cross between a current affair and 2020, stake out a little new territory there. Nothing in television is totally new, of course, but and as opposed to being tabloid television, I call this truth television. We try and do the truth about people, the truth about emotions, the truth about what matters in people's lives, and to make it as varied as possible and try and have a bit of a sense of humor about ourselves as well. Try and not take ourselves too serious.
So there's a line you won't go over, is that right?
That's right, yes. I mean, the point is, I mean, some of the excesses on television make you think it's gone mad. I sum it up this way. My campaign pledge is no three-headed babies, no programs devoted to issues like should one-legged lesbians be allowed to adopt ferrets, no sex surveys, and hopefully no broken noses for the host.
Well, it sounds to me like your show will be nothing like A Current Affair then. Listen, we have a few seconds left. Can I ask you, what was it like to be involved with Diane Carroll?
It was a great joy. I'm still involved with Diane Carroll in the sense that she's a great friend, and when we had Karina and I had our third baby, Diane was in London and she was there at the bedside within 2 or 3 hours. We remain great friends. She's a fantastic lady.
And what kind of car do you drive, Mr. Frost?
Well, Karina and other people tried desperately to persuade me not to do the driving. I'm not the world's most reliable driver because I get bored and start thinking of other things.
What is Richard Nixon really like, Mr. Frost?
What is Richard Nixon really like? He is an Ireland, really. I think that there was a time, once upon a time, when he's tried to cut off other people from looking inside his soul, and he didn't do it himself either. I think he's an Ireland, and he was lacking in self-knowledge.
All right, and there you go. That's the two-minute interview.
All right,
there you go.
That was good, quick stuff.
Good, quick stuff. Thank you, Mr. Frost.
Okay, it's a great joy to talk to you both, and I hope you enjoy Inside Edition.
And it's on Channel 4 at 4 o'clock every day. Thank you, my friend.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Ta-ta-ta, tallywhacker.
That's all, folks.
And that is the two-minute interview.
You know, for the first real official two-minute interview, that's one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, thanks, because, you know, usually we get going with these guys, and they start talking about, I mean, really, that was about all the time we had for David Frost. 2 minutes, that was all I was interested in him for, was 2 minutes.
And he kept his answers to, like, 30-second sound bites. It was great.
I have the same philosophy at home, mm-hmm. in bed with my wife. My wife knows whenever she hears this sound...
I'm done, honey. I'm done.
No, she's not done until she hears.
That's all, folks.
Same basic plan at home in the bedroom. It's 8:51 at WAVA. Current events quiz is coming up next. Hello.
Yes, this is Roger.
Oh, Roger!
Roger, the phone Olympics guy?
Yeah.
Roger, you're not dead!
Did you guys run me or what?
Oh, thank God. Thank God, Roger.
Roger, we thought you were dead, my friend.
Oh, no, Kevin didn't get me. I'm all right.
Roger, how come, did you never make it to the third phone, or did it not ring?
No, I made it there. I didn't hear it ringing.
Yeah. It was one of those alien phones that doesn't ring. You just had to pick it up, we found out later.
Oh, really?
Roger, we thought you'd suffered a fatal heart attack or been tragically hit by a car. We didn't know what happened to you.
No. And then some lady come and use the phone. She wouldn't wait. She had to use the phone.
Some lady come and use the phone. Well, Roger,
yeah.
We are so glad you're alive.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your concern.
That we've got the special Roger is Alive prize package for you. Mike, why don't you tell Roger about his Roger is Alive prize package?
Roger, you're a lucky man. Why? Because you won a special prize package just for being alive.
All right.
We'll start off with a pair of tickets to see the Bullets play the Philadelphia 76ers Saturday, January 21st at 7:30 at the Cap Center Jerry Subs and Power 105. But wait, that's not all, Roger, because you're still alive. You've won two pairs of limited edition Coca-Cola 3D glasses to watch halftime of Super Bowl 23. And you've also won a six-pack of Coke from Coke in Power 105. But wait, Roger, It's not over because you are alive. You've won a Burt Reynolds movie pack. It's from the Burt Reynolds movie Physical Evidence, Thursday, January 26th at the Cineplex Odeon Circle Theater. Just for being alive. Congratulations,
hey,
Rod.
Thanks a lot, 105, WAVA.
All right, thank God. You didn't ruin my Bobby Goldsboro day.
That's right.
Woo, the party's on. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, thanks a lot.
All right, Raj. 8:53 with the Wave of Morning Zoo, and Diana tells me that on the Fred Travelina front, We do have the number of Fred Travelina's agent.
Roger.
And I believe a call to Roger will be coming up in the next few minutes as we try to book Freddie T, as I like calling him on the show.
And we just remembered the movie. I mean, not the movie, the game show that he hosted, of course, Anything for Money.
Anything for Money, right. And we've got a snippet from that show in our tape collection that we'll play if Freddie T comes on the show. Freddie T, this is Donnie G with Mikey O. Want to be on a little radio show. 8:54 here at Wonderful Wave. Now, finally, current events quiz time. Mike, how about our contestant, my friend?
Okay, baby. Let's say hi to Lori Gishel of Annapolis. Lori is a secretary in Baltimore. She likes shopping, reading, searching in vain for the Fred Travelina fan club, and watching the A-Team.
Hello, my dear.
Hi, Don.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Pretty good.
How's Mike?
How's Mike? Well, ask him yourself.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine there, Lori.
Good.
He's not like one of them pushy broads. Ready to win a prize package? Is selected especially for you, my dear.
Thank you.
Okay, well, please, Pixie, then. Question number one. According to the National Association of Decency, This is shameful. This is without reason, and this should be stopped before somebody gets hurt. What event is the National Association of Decency trying to stop? A, a 10-hour heavy metal rock show in Omaha, Nebraska?
Oh.
Or B, a strip of prostitution in Nashville, Tennessee?
Mm-hmm.
Or is the NDA trying to stop C, the February 18th return of Dick Clark's bloopers and practical jokes to NBC television?
It's got to be C.
Good answer, Lori. Way to go.
That's right, Lori. Hey, she's won a prize. What'd she won, Mike?
It's a car wash, Don. A free car wash at any Mr. Wash. Don!
Thank you, Mike. Question number two for you, my dear. ABC TV announced yesterday the formation of an all-new music award show, the Elvis Awards.
Oh, no.
Music industry insiders will vote for the Elvis statuettes, which will be given to musicians who have the most A, innovative styles, B, progressive styling.
Sure.
Or C, musicians who have the most gas.
C?
C.
Good answer. Way to go, Lori.
What's Lori won?
It's a copy of Big Top Pee-wee on video cassette. A Pee-wee pack of really cool stuff in either a talking Pee-wee doll or Pee-wee's pal, Cherry. Compliments of Paramount Home Video on Power 105 WAVA, Don.
Thank you, Mike. And for you, number three, my dear. Finally, is Johnny Carson really being challenged for the first time? After a week up against Pat Sajak, Johnny's Tonight Show commands only a 2% lead against Pat Sajak.
Mm.
Johnny told the LA Times yesterday, if the race continues as tight as it's been, that Johnny will have to A, start working Mondays, or B, do more innovative comedy, or if Pat Sajak continues, Johnny said that C, he'll have to have Pat killed.
I think I'll choose C.
Good answer, Lori. Way to go.
Yeah. What's Lori won now, Mike?
You'll be fresh as a daisy, Lori, when you enjoy your Adidas antiperspirant stick in a 2.5-ounce white designer case. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, my dear. Can you tell me who plays the hottest hits?
Power 105 WAVA.
There you go. Thank you. And hold on
a
second, my dear. It is 8:57 with the Wave of Morning Zoo. We're going to break for spots, come back, and I guess we're going to try
Fred Travellina's agent or manager, whoever he is.
Or maybe Freddy Baby himself.
Oh, we'll be right back. Fred Travellina time. The guy actually wants to come on our show. Although I bet he doesn't now after the way we've been talking about him. It's 8:57. Everybody start feeling.
You're a Suzu dealer's dealer. It's Trooper time 89 at your Isuzu dealer's. Hundreds of go-in-snow four-wheel drive Isuzu Troopers and four-wheel drive pickups are on sale. Your Isuzu dealer's really dealing. With more snow predicted, now's the time to buy a sale-priced Isuzu Trooper, the lowest-priced four-wheel drive, four-door sport utility vehicle in America. A modern-day station wagon, Troopers are great for winter driving and come in two- and four-door models, five speeds and automatics. Also on sale are hundreds of two- and four-wheel drive Isuzu pickups, the lowest-priced imported pickup in America. For moving firewood or furniture, Isuzu's tough-as-a-railroad-tie pickup holds it all. Your Isuzu dealer's really dealing. Trooper Time 89 is happening now at your Isuzu dealers. All four-wheel drive 89 Troopers and pickups are on sale. Plus, all remaining 88s qualify for even greater discounts. So get a grip on winter and big savings this week at your Isuzu dealers.
They call it Channel J. The X-rated cable channel in New York that no one admits to watching. But once the lights go down in the place they call Sin City, is the non-stop diet of softcore porn, love phones, and escort commercials a turn-on that New Yorkers simply can't resist. Next time on A Current Affair, we turn the cameras on Channel J and open a window on the X-rated underworld of the New York porn scene. How do they get away with it? Who runs it? How much money do they make? And is it legal? They say it's the most outrageous TV channel in the world, and it's the subject of our After Dark exclusive, only on A Current Affair with Maury Povich.
Watch A Current Affair tonight at 7:30 on Fox 5.
Karen, I can't believe that's you. I saw you just a few weeks ago. Boy, the medical clinic's weight loss program is working even better for you than it did for me.
It really does work, and I can't believe how easy it's been. No fad diets or strenuous exercise programs, and I've been losing up to a pound and a half every day.
It's just like they say at the medical clinics. As you get older, your metabolism slows down, and that makes it harder for you to lose the weight. But the licensed doctors and nurses at the medical clinics can adjust your metabolism, so you lose that weight faster, easier, and safer than you ever thought possible. And Karen, you're going to be able to keep that weight off too, just like I did.
I'm glad that I took the time to call and to go in for the free, no-obligation consultation. And you know, it's a call you folks listening should make too, if you want to lose your weight fast and easy.
Call the medical clinics now at 444-4444. That's 444-4444 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation. That's 444-4444. Call now.
Recently, in Los Angeles, Nashville, Atlanta, St. Louis, and Seattle, preview audiences saw a new movie called Lean on Me. So far, only these advance audiences know it is an unforgettable film event. Lean on Me, a true story about a real hero from the director of The Karate Kid and Rocky. It will make you remember how good a movie can feel. Find out for yourself this weekend. Check newspaper for theater. Lean on Me. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13.
He's got time. Looks to the right. Touchdown.
Hi, I'm Tim Brandt from CBS Sports. I may be busy covering sports on weekends, but during the week I head for the ski slopes at Hidden Valley. My wife and I have discovered a secret. Half-price skiing Tuesdays and Thursdays, and there's special discounts for 2 to 5 night stays. You never have to wait in line during the week, so there's more time to ski. And Hidden Valley has just opened the North Summit Ski Area, which means 5 challenging new slopes, 17 in all. In fact, there's $12 million with the new facilities at Hidden Valley, including a new base lodge in the Clock Tower Restaurant with a terrific slopeside view of the night skiers. The kids enjoy club soda, a dance club for the under-21 crowd. And check out the beautiful ski villas at the summit, the new ski-in, ski-out community. Call for reservations or to hear the Daily Ski Report hotline.
Call 1-800-458-0175. 1-800-458-0175. Hidden Valley, a Kettler Brothers Resort and Conference Center. Just 3 short hours from Washington.
And I'll see you on the slopes.
Maximum Music. Power 105.
WAVA Arlington, Washington. 9:02 with the Zoo Boys, David Haynes in the news. In just one moment. Now, though, we're going to try Fred Travellina's agent, manager, Frank,
Roger, is this... Oh, yeah, right.
Wipers!
Hello?
Frank, did you speak to this guy, or did just Diana speak
to
him?
No, I haven't. He's called on the request line, which, of course, is Diana's job to answer those. So he has only spoken with Diana.
Now,
if memory serves, a long time ago, he called once to see if you were interested around Election Day, to see if you were interested in an interview. And remember, you turned thumbs down on Fred at that time.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Frank. This guy has a bit of an attitude, right?
But
this would be live Fred as opposed to telephone Fred, right?
Well, no, I think this would... What do you mean?
Well, a phone interview or a live in-studio interview?
The thing that was offered before was the phone. Hi, yeah, room 1089, please. All right, thank you. You're welcome.
This guy's name is Roger, right?
Roger Neal.
Roger Neal. Well, Frank, go in the other room and pick this up. I mean, I guess even when we tell Frank to do something now, we should give him the...
Wipers!
There he goes.
You want me to pick this up?
Yeah, there you go. Oh, and if I ever want you on the phone, Frank, I'll go...
Wipers!
Hello, Roger. Hello, Roger. These are the DJs. Did you try to call DJs? From Weva, yeah, hi. Oh, hi. Hey, Roger, can we put you on the air for a minute? Yeah, sure.
Roger Neal, right?
Yeah, Roger Neal. Yeah,
oh, I called to put Fred Travellino on the air with.
Hey, that's what we wanted to do. There he is, right. Roger Neal.
Hi, Rog.
How you doing?
Hi, now, you handle Fred?
I'm Fred Travellino's press agent.
His press agent. How long is Fred going to be in town for?
He's in town until the end of the week. He's performing and hosting a lot of pre-inaugural events. And he is also, we just found out last night late, that he has been named as the celebrity host for the Texas Inaugural Ball. That'll be the night of the inauguration. And we're just really, really thrilled.
All right. We heard Fred's pretty in demand right now, really hot stuff. Is there any chance we could get an interview with him?
Well, I tell you, I think we could. Right now, he's sitting across from me, across the room.
What's he wearing? Do you have any clothes on?
He's in his bathrobe.
He's in his bathroom?
But he's being put into his George Bush makeup. It's very elaborate.
Oh, we saw that.
Is he wearing anything underneath his bathrobe?
Yeah, he's wearing, pants.
Pants. Well, listen, maybe, Frank, would you pick up the... I mean...
Oh. Wipers! That's how we call our producer, sir.
Frank?
Here, right here.
Frank, why don't you chat with Roger and see if you can get Fred down here, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Frank.
All right, you're very welcome.
Bye, Roger.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. He's getting his George Bush makeup put on.
He's just in his bathrobe, don't you know? Here's the Fred Travellino tape we have on file. When he had a game show.
Today on Anything for Money, will this woman help a stranger melt a 50-pound block of ice by sitting on it? And will this woman allow chicken soup to be cooked in her purse? And will this woman captain a ship through foul weather over the phone?
Now, why was this show canceled, huh?
As we ask the question, will people do anything for money?
Yeah.
And here is the star of our show, Fred Travellino.
Fred, here he is.
Freddy, baby.
Here he comes, Freddie T. It's Donnie G.
Hi,
there he is.
Thank you. Welcome to our show. What I want to know is, will this audience help me take up a collection to buy Michael Jackson's glove for $30? Thank you. Welcome to our show. Once again, we sent our cameras out into the field to see how much money it would take to involve people in situations they would normally avoid. We've taken all of this and turned it into a game. Now let's meet our people watchers for today. Johnny, tell us who they are.
Hi, Freddy.
Don and Mine.
Hi, Fred, man.
WABA. Oh, I still think, you know, hey, it's Fred Travellino, but hey, if Fred Travellino wants to call to be on our show...
Sure.
Freddy, open door policy, baby.
Freddy, baby, and maybe he'll even come down and do the show in his George Bush makeup, which works real good on radio.
Or maybe just in his bathrobe. It's 9:06 now at WAVA. Here's David Haynes, also a big Fred Travellino fan.
In Miami, the Super Bowl gets second billing to those neighborhood riots. Good morning, Washington. I am David Haynes. News, update, and comment brought to you by Phone One. In Super Bowl City, things went from bad to worse last night. A second straight night of rioting in parts of Miami. And this time, the violence spread from the Overtown neighborhood northwest to the Liberty City area of Miami as well. Sporadic gunfire, looting of stores, arson. Last night's violence forced the last-minute cancellation of the NBA game between the Miami Heat and the Phoenix Suns at the new Miami Arena in the Overtown area. And Super Bowl players and the news media are being cautioned to use caution when leaving their hotels in Miami. Washington, a kindler, gentler Congress, is what James Baker appealed for during his testimony before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee yesterday. James Baker going back to Capitol Hill today as he moves toward Senate confirmation as the next U.S. Secretary of State. You know that Senate confirmation of James Baker could come before even President-elect Bush is sworn in to office. On the local labor beat, AT&T closing down one of its facilities in Arlington at Pentagon City this summer. 500 workers going to be offered AT&T jobs elsewhere in the country or get early retirement. That AT&T facility, Pentagon City, is on 17 acres of prime real estate where a hotel, office, and shopping complex is being built. PG County residents, my goodness, you're buying up those $1 million of tax-free bonds. They're selling like hotcakes. PG County exec Glenn Denning says your purchase of those tax-free bonds is going to help build roads, fire stations, other facilities in PG. The mini bonds are general obligation bonds sold in denominations of $500 instead of the usual $5,000. And they earn 6.3% tax-free interest annually. Sales begin yesterday. Georgetown's Hoyas shoot for their second straight win without coach John Thompson tonight as Georgetown goes against Big East rival Providence at Providence. David Haynes, Burnt Toast and Coffee Time, 908-8 after 9.
Phone 1 presents a comparison. Meet Phil and Frank.
Hello.
Who can find a men's clothing store having a sale on suits? Phil will use Phone 1, Washington's free find-it-all phone call. Frank will use the yellow pages. Ready?
Ready.
As you can see, Phil is using Phone 1.
I got it.
Frank is still knee-deep in books.
Okay, A through L. That's Metro.
By using Phone 1, Phil was able to call 760-0000 and let Phone 1 do the rest. They found him a store, patched him through, and in moments he had his information. Poor Frank was still waiting through the yellow sea.
Oh, I think I've got it.
The number you have reached.
Oh, no.
There is a better way. It's Phone 1, Washington's free find-it-all phone call. Call 760-0000 and stop waiting through the yellow sea.
Next time, can I use Phone 1, too?
Phone 1, Washington's free find-it-all phone call. Call 760-0000. 760-0000. Phone 1.
In Prince George's County on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, it's still slow at the BW Parkway around towards Route 1. Accident remains blocking the left and the left center lanes. Two lanes getting by to the right. Earlier disabled over at Georgia Avenue has been cleared off the roadway, though. You'll find slow traffic starting at Holy Cross Hospital. 270 still slow coming down to Montrose Road. Brief delays at the American Legion Bridge. 295 northbound slows at the Suitland Parkway across the 11th Street Bridge and over to South Capitol Street on the freeway. Coming inbound on the Shirley Highway, slows at Pohick Road up to Newington, and that point it starts to pick up heading up towards the Beltway. The inbound 66 is still slow from Vienna into the Capitol Beltway. I'm Rob Carpenter for Kim Anderson, brought to you by Raffles 2 on WAVA.
Hey, everybody. Join me, Kim Boomer Anderson, at Raffles 2 in the Gaithersburg Marriott this Saturday from 8 to 10 p.m. for a night of great fun and prizes. See you Saturday.
Mom Nature sticks to the double nickel. Here's your fun-loving Washington weather. Look for a high of 55 today with partly sunny skies. Tonight going to be partly cloudy, overnight low 35. Tomorrow partly sunny, tomorrow's top 48. Right now, beautiful, sunny blue skies. Wind southwest 8. Temperatures, Dallas 33, BWI 35, National 37. 37 degrees in America's inaugural city. At 9:11, 11 after 9, I am David Haynes. News update and comment brought to you by Phone 1 on W.
You've done it now. You've gone too far.
AVA.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, we need Frank in here.
Wipers!
No, he's on the phone with Roger. Let's see how fast he gets it. Oh, we gotta call him again.
Wipers!
There he is. All right, good job. Frank. Do we work out all the details with Freddie T?
In the process of doing that now, they're checking their schedules, trying to see if they can do it.
So it looks like tomorrow morning?
If they can do it, they'll do it.
And we'll be able to promote him as the only guest who has ever asked to be on our show.
If Fred can make it, yeah.
All right, thanks, Frank.
You're welcome.
Back to your phone.
I hear your name.
Yeah, Maximum Music. Power
105, quarter past nine. With Don and Mike, we're ready for All About Body Parts.
What body part are we going to do today?
Eyebrows. Best eyebrow story wins at 432 WAVA, so call now. Taylor Dane.
Hey, Taylor.
And it's 19 past 9 now at the Wave of Morning Zoo. Good morning, my friends. I'm Donald T. Geronimo.
And a very pleasant good morning, hello, and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara.
And we're fat.
And we're white.
We're Catholic. And we are sick about it. Celebrating Bobby Goldsboro's birthday.
And honey, I miss you.
And I'm doing good. Well, now, Frank just gave me a look like, did we want Frank? Well, sure.
Wipers!
Yes. Hi.
Gave me that look, that look that said... Do you want me in there?
Yeah, I just wanted to know if you needed the Fred Travelina update.
Yeah, sure, you have, but now leave the room so I can call you again.
Okay.
It's just fun to do it like that, it really is.
And you know, if you saw Coming to America, you know the scene we're talking about right in the beginning where Eddie Murphy lives in the palace.
And we thought that it'd be an easier way to call Frank instead of screaming his name out every time. We could just do this.
Wipers! Here I am.
Okay, what's a Fred Travelina update there, Frank?
According to Roger Neal, he says, yes, Fred will be delighted to join us tomorrow.
All right.
9:30. And he wanted me to mention that right now, Fred, of course, undergoing the 3-hour makeup transformation where he actually becomes George Bush, and that they're holding Fred himself is making an appearance today at the Connecticut Connection. If you want to go down and see Fred.
Oh, I'll be there.
At noon.
Oh, me too. You'll have to fight me off, Mike.
Oh, that's it. Let's make a day of it.
He also wanted me to mention that Fred had been chosen as to be the actual performer at the Texas State Ball, the big inaugural ball.
One of five, right, going on.
Yeah, but this is the biggest one, they say, the Texas one, because that's where George Bush is supposed to go.
And more importantly, Fred Travelina, then we can successfully now say, is the only star who's ever actually asked to be on our show.
This is a first, and we're going to give Mr. Travelina the red carpet treatment. There's no question about that.
Yeah, sure we are.
Thanks, Frank.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's 20 past 9 at WAVA. We haven't even called the Bobby Brown hotline yet today.
I mean, that's tradition. We have to do that every day.
But now we have callers standing by for the All About Eyebrows game. So it'll be eyebrows, then Bobby Brown.
Okay.
Going left to right on your radio dial, as Frank loves saying to Sonny and Sam. It's 20 past 9 at WAVA. Here we go with the eyebrow game. Hello, good morning, WAVA.
Hi, I have a story about my eyebrows.
Story about your eyebrows. All right, who is this?
Well, this is Tammy.
From where?
From Alexandria.
Okay, Tammy, the best eyebrow story will win a prize. Maybe it will be you. Let's hear your story.
Okay, well, my boyfriend has this stuff that he puts on his face called White Magic that pulls out his beard, right? And I put it on my eyebrows because I hate to pluck them. And my skin must be too soft, and it burns. Two red marks going all the way across where my eyebrows are. I had this huge red mark all the way across my face.
So that's it. You used White Magic on your eyebrows
and
you burned your forehead.
Yeah, it burned my forehead.
Okay, hold on a second. We're off to a good start. All About Eyebrows. Hello, WAVA. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
Matt Lind.
Matt, let's hear your eyebrow story.
Okay, well, I had taken a ski in the head one day when I was out skiing. So the doctor, of course, I had to take about 5 stitches through my eyebrow.
How did you take a ski in the head? Aren't they supposed to be on your feet?
That was back in the days when they were straps on your boots. And when I fell down, the ski came off, and of course, my leg jerked the ski back into my head.
Oh.
And it like bounced up and just smashed into your head?
Yeah, something like that.
All right.
So well, let's hear the story. So you mashed yourself in the head with a ski.
Okay, and my brother said, well, there's no need for you to go back to the doctor to get your stitches removed. You can just let me take them out here in the bathroom. So, of course, he starts plucking away. Well, the stitches were the same color as my eyebrows. So as he's pulling them out, it was really hurting.
I think the whole gist of this story is just this guy's like a Mike O'Mara do the medical treatment yourself at home thing.
Why not?
This guy should just be filed under had his brother pluck out his stitches at home in the bathroom by hand. All right, hold on, pal. Hello, WAVA. Good morning. I hope he washed his hands. Hello.
Hi.